Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in, iHeart, American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, sportsbyline.com, over-the-air affiliates. Maybe you're listening via podcast or video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining us today, just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. Even if not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. Nice day out here today on Delmarva. Not sure where it's like, what it's like where Brian is right now. I assume he told everybody yesterday that he would not be here. If not, he's not here. He'll be back tomorrow. But it does allow for a second straight day of filthy Tom Lawler up in your ears. So there you go. He'll be joining me after the break. Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday. I'll find out if Filthy gives up anything for Lent. There's a lot to get into today. Last night's Raw. The big question, could WWE maintain the momentum they had coming out of Elimination Chamber? The answer was yes. They started it off hot. Really good show. From pillar to post, it really was. But it started off really hot with a fight and a pull apart between CM Punk and Seth Rollins. It ended with a surprise World Women's title change. Io Sky is your new champion after beating Rhea Ripley. Does that mean it's going to be Io and Bianca at WrestleMania? A press release issued today by WWE says that that is the case, but will Rhea work her way back into things? We can talk about that. Definitely going to talk about the big news of the day, which is a possible injury to WWE champion Cody Rhodes, a ruptured eardrum, literally at the hand of Travis Scott. Is it something that is going to keep him out of WrestleMania? No, but to put it mildly, it is not an optimal situation. NXT is tonight going head-to-head with the President's State of the Union address, which, if tradition holds, will mean nothing when it comes to how NXT is going to fare in the ratings. We'll run down what they have planned for tonight, plus a lot of Natalya Neidhart news all of a sudden, WWE filing for a new trademark, ratings news, and much, much more. Filthy joins me after the break, Wrestling Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Jim Valley joins you on Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern, and Andrew Jazarian joins you at 6 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. Remember to set your clocks ahead. Spring forward. Make sure everything's right. Make sure you get to Andrew Zarian right on time, 6 p.m. this coming Sunday. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. You can find it wherever you find your favorite podcast or on YouTube or at thewrestlingnews.com and at Wrestling News AV on X and Facebook every single day of the year. Everything you need to know to get you up to date, get your day started, or get you to your favorite long-form review podcast like Wrestling Observer Radio, where there is a new edition of those up there right now for subscribers with Dave and Brian. Brian is also available to answer your questions in person, f4wonline.com/Vegas. That's where you need to go to get all of your stuff, all of your tickets and information on the upcoming F4W convention in Las Vegas. Also in Las Vegas, you can find Filthy Tom Lawler, who is gesturing off screen right now to me during that entire deal there. Do you want another black eye, Tom? I'll do that for you.
I was done with the glazing because we need to get to some big news in the world of wrestling. What a big weekend, and you weren't here yesterday to talk about it. We got to hear your thoughts on all that's happened.
I can't believe that that's what you want to talk about. I figured you say, like, the big news is Power Slap is going to be available for free on YouTube, and you can watch Paige Van Sant slap everybody around, I guess.
No, but thank you for that information. I do think that people needed to hear that. Actually, Power Slap will be taking place this Friday as well at the Fountain Blue, and you can find that here in Las Vegas.
Cobalt Ballroom, yes.
Yeah, ahead of UFC 313, which this will probably be the only time we talk about it this entire week, even though it'll be the highest grossing professional wrestling action of the entire week. But, yeah, big fight week. Big wrestling weekend as well. Professional wrestling, AEW has a pay-per-view, and just tons and tons of news coming out of WWE.
Yeah, well, Cody Rhodes has got to be the biggest news, and I don't know if he suffered a ruptured eardrum or not. He took some trauma to that ear, that is for sure. Apparently he's got a black eye as well. due to the slap he received from Travis Scott after he was beaten down by John Cena on Saturday night at Elimination Chamber. On last night's Raw, it was announced that Cody would address the WWE Universe on Friday Night SmackDown, and a lot of people, oh God, I would have killed Travis Scott when he got to the back. Yeah, probably, maybe you would have, but it's hard to blame Travis Scott, who is a guy that was probably, I don't know, burning sage in the ring, but he is not a trained fighter.
He is known to be the highest in the room.
Yes, so.
And he was going sicko mode out there, that's for sure.
Cody Rhodes is laying there on his face, and Scott measures him up, and, you know, maybe he was trying to hit his cheek. Look, you have a guy that is not a trained professional out there just and slap him.
Listen,
and
yeah,
he missed
synergy.
Hit him in the ear, and these happen. These things happen.
They talk about synergy all the time between these products. We got Power Slap coming up on Friday. What better way to promote it than in the main event of Elimination Chamber with Travis Scott out there whacking Cody Rhodes in the face as hard as he possibly could. That sage must be a dangerous thing to smoke.
You know, maybe it's 4D chess. Maybe we're missing. This is what we think it's going to be, but it's actually
4x4D chess.
It's actually reunite John Cena in the hip hop community, and John Cena and Travis Scott will get together, and John Cena will do an update of his trademark album from back in the day.
I actually do think, because there's been a lot of talk about Travis Scott preparing to wrestle in a match, probably along the way in John Cena's retirement tour towards the end, he could do some celebrity tag team match with Travis Scott in there as John Cena's, you know, back to his rapping ways as a babyface before Ruthless Aggression.
Let's say you were talked into that. And okay, you're going to lay there and Travis Scott is going to slap you upside the head because that'll put the icing on this cake of the insult after being laid out there, okay? And that happens and you get hit in the ear and you possibly rupture your eardrum. Is the first thing you do when you go to the back, do you slap Travis Scott or do you slap the agent and whoever came up with this idea? Because isn't it really more on them than it is Travis Scott? I mean, honestly, if it comes to you have somebody who doesn't know what they're doing and this accident happens.
I mean, do you think this was something that was talked about in the back? Do you think they said, like, we're gonna pin him down, we're going to have Travis Scott wind up and whack him? Or did this just happen in the heat of things? You know, don't run me over.
I'm not going to Dave you, but look,
San Jose Steamroller coming at
Let's just stop right there. If it happened in the heat of the moment, then you go to the back, in my opinion, and you give it right back to Travis Scott because you got too caught up in the moment, and now you have to pay for this, especially if I have damage to my ear. I'm going to get a little revenge back on you in the back, but I could see it being planned where they said, look, he's going to slap you maybe upside the head, on the top of the head. Maybe he was supposed to hit cheek. But even then, I bet it was supposed to be just upside the head, and well, he ended up cupping his ear.
Yeah, well, another thing is, do you think Cody goes in the back and he's like, oh, man, I know I have a ruptured eardrum? No, he's probably thinking like, oh, I got hit somewhere out there. This is killing me. But he probably didn't know the severity of the injury. And, you know, if there's anybody that's a professional, it's Cody Rhodes. So I'm sure he was unhappy, but I'm sure it was dealt with in a professional manner.
You like Travis Scott as Robin?
He was doing
a good cosplay on Saturday night, I thought. I don't know.
Who is going to be his Karl Malone?
Oh, God.
Drake? I mean, he fits the profile, right?
My favorite match on Saturday night was Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. And when Brian told me you could have the day off, I said, fine, we'll go make pasta sauce. I got some things I needed to do, and that's what I did. But I wanted him to say that was my favorite match of the night, and that's my match of the year so far for this year, and for two reasons. One, because the match was awesome, and I didn't know how these two, who I've seen do everything before, how could they actually kind of up it, and they did that. And I thought it was great. They had mood lighting. You didn't think about it because these two were just killing each other. It was a hardcore match. It, at the end of the day, with all the plunder and all that stuff that they used, it was a hardcore match. And it proves, again, if you got the right two people, you got the right story and the right emotion and the right credibility of two people, you could have all the weapons in the world in there and it could still be the match of the year. And again, I'm like a goldfish anymore with my memory when it comes to Rolodexing things quickly. Maybe there have been a ton of other great matches this year, but it recently, at least, that's my favorite.
Well, Gabe Kidd and Kenny Omega.
That was awesome.
Year.
Yeah, Ospreay and Omega, one. Right?
Yeah, so there have been a number of good matches. I don't know that this would be my match of the year. It was a very good match, and I think it was a good cap to this feud for now. Obviously, these guys are going to be intertwined for their careers for the rest of their lives, you know? So to move away, like you mentioned on Friday, you predicted this would happen. Randy Orton came out at the end, and now it looks like we're going to move on to Kevin Owens and Randy Orton, probably at WrestleMania, and Sami Zayn should be on the shelf for a little bit. I don't think we should see him for a while. And maybe, you know, maybe he makes his return at WrestleMania there, but
that would be a great idea. Match. Yeah. And they, you know, they will talk about it when it comes to Raw a little bit later on when we review it. But, you know, they mentioned Sami Zayn has re-aggravated his neck injury. He's going to be out for quite some time. And yes, we still have quite some time to go before WrestleMania, about what, 6 weeks away. But last night they really started to lay out some matches and some things moving forward, which included, you know, the possibility of AJ Styles and Logan Paul, Drew McIntyre and Damian Priest is something that I think is going to be coming, but also Randy Orton and Kevin Owens seems to be a guarantee for WrestleMania. It's just a matter of, to me, what stipulation you go and put on that match. We'll be back, Wrestling Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Brian Alvarez will be back on the show tomorrow. Who knows where Natalya Neidhart is going to be showing up? She's headed to Bloodsport. We know that for sure. Josh Barnett announced that she will compete during Bloodsport 13, taking place on April 17th during WrestleMania weekend. She now joins Miyu Yamashita. Listen to this one, folks. David Mazamanshvili. Timothy Thatcher. It was pretty good. It wasn't great, but pretty good. Timothy Thatcher, Simon Gotch, Shinya Aoki, Jonathan Gresham. And oh yeah, Filthy Tom Lawler will also be on that show. It marks Natalya's first appearance in GCW since she resigned with WWE last fall. She's mostly appeared on Main Event and Speed. She last competed on Raw during the Women's Intercontinental Title Tournament, losing in the qualifying three-way against Io and Alba Fire. Mudsmanshvili.
Versus Natalya? That's going to be rough.
I was going to say versus you. Do you want to deal with that? Still, what, 280-pound large Georgian man?
You know what I was thinking earlier, not to, like, deflect off that, but my dream person to see in Bloodsport right now would be Otis.
Really?
And, yeah. I mean, Greco-Roman champion wrestler. How awesome would Otis versus Shinya Aoki be?
Actually,
could you imagine that?
That would be something else. I'm trying to think of who was it. Was it Gono? Who threw the knee bar on? It was one of those big, large, you know, large guy versus small guy matchups where it was just like it was a flying knee bar or something like that, rolling and got the submission. I mean, we've seen
probably Manoa Man.
Yeah, probably was in the Bushido days or something like that, but. These shows obviously are right up your alley. Everybody on there is a fan of the grappling, that is for sure. Is there anybody that you would want to face? It doesn't matter, I'm sure, to you who they put in front of you, but is there anybody out there that you would love to see and face off against on one of these shows?
I mean, actually Shinya Aoki, if we're looking at this list, you know, I don't know when else I would get a chance to face him. It's not like he makes many appearances in the US. He's wrestling Timothy Thatcher, I believe, in the DDT show that'll take place also at the Palms. So I don't know if they're going to run that back at Bloodsport, maybe, but that's a guy who I don't know when else I would get a chance to lock horns with him. So that would be one I'd be interested in. But they're all you know, tough guys. I've wrestled a few of them already. So, you know, always good action at Bloodsport. One of the best preeminent events of these big PLE weekend extravaganzas. Always good.
I don't know. Let's see. Miyu Yamashita is obviously the only other woman that has been announced, but I don't know. Masha Slamovich and Natalya is something that I wouldn't probably mind seeing, and it probably wouldn't be a bad idea either.
I believe TNA is running at the same time.
Ooh.
Head to head.
It takes that one out of the mix, but too bad. Well, Natalya, though, is going to be everywhere, possibly. She might be in TNA. It would make sense at some point if she is. She's going to be wrestling for, believe it or not, Billy Corgan's National Wrestling Alliance. The Crockett Cup Show, if I can talk today.
Excuse me, the what?
Yes, the old Jim Crockett Cup. We never talk about it much.
Oh, I thought it was a way to segue into the NWA.
That's the old Crockett Cup Show. Jim Crockett Senior Memorial Cup, May 17th, ECW Arena in Philadelphia. This is the most the NWA has been in the news since Father James Mitchell ingested some not cocaine at a pay-per-view that apparently got them knocked off the CW. But last week it was announced that NWA World Heavyweight Champion Thomas Latimer would be defending his title against Bishop Dyer, formerly known as Baron Corbin, for Maple Leaf Pro the weekend of March 14th and 15th in Windsor. How about that one? How about you and Baron Corbin on a Bloodsport show?
Yeah, I believe Baron Corbin just won a jiu-jitsu tournament over either this past weekend or the weekend before I saw. So he's still out there competing. Not a guy, if you're like a 40-year-old purple belt dad with a couple kids that you want to run into on the weekend in the Brazilian jiu-jitsu ranks, but he's out there doing it. And I'd love to get my hands on old Bishop Dyer. Is that his name?
Hey, apparently that's
some
what
of the
is.
Some of the pain I had to endure watching him on Raw as the constable
Corbin.
I could then impart on him.
Did you like Constable more than Happy Days Baron Corbin or Happy Go Lucky, whatever the hell it was when he had Riddick Moss as his hype man?
I enjoyed that, actually.
That's you did. Rey Fénix will not get that character when he debuts in WWE, which apparently is going to be at any time now, according to a report yesterday from Mike Johnson that indicated that he is all done now with AEW and he is going to be on his way to WWE, as everybody believes, has long believed that he would end up anyway. We'll see how things go if he can make it in time before WrestleMania. I'll wait for any other comments on that until we talk about the LWO thing and Rey Mysterio during Raw last night. AEW Dynamite tomorrow night, live from Sacramento, the go-home show for Sunday's Revolution pay-per-view. They have not announced a ton so far. It is Adam Copeland against Wheeler Yuta, as Cope probably kills Yuta, one would think, hospitalizing everyone on his way to Jon Moxley. Megan Bain and Penelope Ford against Chris Statlander and Thunder Rosa, which should be better than the standoff that they had a couple of weeks ago. Swerve and Ricochet in a contract signing as well, too. Tom, you're not going to be here the rest of this week, at least. I hope for your sake that you are not called upon anymore this week, and this is all out of the way for you. But leading into Revolution this weekend, anything that, you know, catches your eye that you're most looking forward to coming up on that show?
Boy, you're really lucky that I'm actually here and listening. I think the thing that I'm really looking forward to is being able to see Kenny. That match should be great against Takeshita. I haven't had a chance to see Kenny live yet, and the same goes for Ospreay Fletcher in a cage. A cage would be interesting too, but in a cage, that one's going to be pretty special too.
Well, thank you, Dom, but you were going to be here, you know, a couple more times this week where we could have gotten your thoughts on that. Tom's thoughts were the ones I wanted.
I'm so sorry. I heard Dom.
You know, oddly enough, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, really? Is that what I did? Well, that's how it goes. Moving on. Tom, what are your thoughts on the show?
That's exactly what I was going to say. Dom gave them to you. I have nothing else to add.
NXT tonight on the CW and internationally on Netflix from the PC in Orlando. Last week was a really good show, unlike this show today, which is setting new lows, which is something with me hosting it. That show ended up doing a really good number. This one, it's probably going to fall off a little bit. It was NXT's best show in a month, 799,000 people, 0.19 in the 18 to 49-year-old demo. Tonight it does go up against the State of the Union address by President Trump. And as we've talked about plenty of times when it comes to NXT, even though real-life stories and situations will affect AEW and to a certain degree, SmackDown and Raw when it was on USA. NXT seems to be one of the most bulletproof shows, so we'll see if their good luck keeps up this week. TNA World Tag Team Champions, the Hardy Boys have been announced as appearing. North American title on the line, Tony D'Angelo against Shawn Spears, Kalani Jordan against Jada Parker. Women's U.S. Champion Chelsea Green and Piper Niven face off against Sol Ruka and Zarya. And this is all leading to the NXT Stand and Deliver next PLE WrestleMania weekend, April 19th from T-Mobile. Actually, we're going to get, though, the special Roadblock episode of NXT coming up. And it has been announced today by Ava on social media that we are going to get a New York City street fight between Javon Evans and Ethan Page. And as street fights go in New York City anymore, you can't be caught with a gun, so we know that won't be used up there. Can you imagine the violence here between Javon and Ethan Page? And will Javon get some revenge and stomp Ethan Page's jaw as Ethan did his?
I mean, quite frankly, for Brian's sake, I hope not. I hope Ethan Page keeps beating on Javon Evans so we get to hear about it on every show that Brian gets to host or talk on at all. But, Mike, one of the reasons I think why the NXT number is so bulletproof is a large portion of that audience can't change the channel with their hand down their pants. So,
are you saying that the is that because of the best women's division, as they have claimed, called themselves, or is that just because of the show in general? Do you think people, you know, will see Oba Femi and get excited, or are you kind of putting this all on the Julias and Cora Jades of the world?
I thought it was a comment we could just move on from.
Oh, well, you threw it out there. No bread, no water, just meat. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Looking at me. Look at that, look at how they're looking at me. Eyes all sticking like honey on bees.
Yeah,
look at how they're looking at me.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back to the show of the living dead. Mike Sempervivi here with you along with Filthy Tom Lawler, filling in very poorly for Brian Alvarez today, but that's okay. We do 365 days of these shows in some combination. Filthy, we do about, 100 of them every year. This is by far our worst.
I don't know. You don't make promises you can't keep.
There's
been some nuggets in there.
As Robert Fuller once said to Jerry Jarrett, when Jerry Jarrett looked at Robert Fuller's booking and noticed that
I thought you were going to say something else.
This has been a long day for you. Bunch of empty seats everywhere. You know, Robert, I don't think it could get much worse. And Robert was offended. Oh, yes, it can. We're on the right path there. Right after that from Tom Lawler. What are you talking about? Never mind. On March 2nd, WWE trademarked the term The Culling, and as Joseph Currier noted in his report on our website, while there has been no confirmation of what the trademark is for, there are a couple of NXT groups that do not have names yet. And Tom, if you had to attach the name The Culling to a group, would it be to Dion Lennox, the Bookworm, and his new group, or would it be for Sean Spears and his collection of wacky misfits?
I don't know. That's an awful name.
Regardless. Is it for Malachi Black? Is he going to do some magic?
Maybe.
Some spooky
is
time?
Is that what that is? Is that what that means?
I don't know. Culling? Maybe Dom? And I'm saying Dom, D-O-M this time. Could you look up that definition for us, please? As you go ahead and do that, I'll move on to Raw last night.
I got it.
What is it?
The official definition, the act of removing individuals from a group based on certain characteristics, can also be used for animals, employees, or other groups.
So if we use that in the sentence, it's possible after today's show that Brian Alvarez will do some culling from the ranks of hosts on this show?
Absolutely.
After the Elimination Chamber highlight package, last night's Raw kicked off with an incredible CM Punk promo. He stormed down to the ring, kicked over the Prime display, jumped onto the announce table. He cut his promo right to the camera. He called Rock a bald fraud. Bald fraud. He called himself middle-aged and crazy and said he fought like hell to get into the main event at Mania, while The Rock just walked in and big-timed everyone. Punk told him to stop pretending like he loved the business. He would never stoop to wearing a fake title belt, and he'd never sell his soul. He then tore into John Cena. After 20 years, now everyone can see what he knew all along, which is what John Cena was just full of BS. Punk said that he'd see both of the bald frauds down the road and then transition to Seth Rollins. Punk said that Becky Lynch better come get her man before he put him in a wheelchair. Rollins' music hits. He comes out. He's not dressed like Liberace's stylist. Punk jumps off the desk. He starts running up the ramp. Rollins was waiting for him. It was on from there. Brawl, pull apart. Brawl, breakaway, pull apart. Constant with that. As they went into a commercial break, if you pay for the top tier of Netflix, you would see that they started brawling again. And then when we got back from break, it was a segment with the Judgment Day. But this whole thing went for, I don't know, about 10, 12 minutes. And a hell of a way to start the show, especially coming off of that great show on Saturday night.
Yeah, I thought this was fantastic. What a hot start. And it was exactly what it should have been. These guys hate each other, And based on their actions, you could tell, boy, they wasted no time. As soon as they saw each other, it was on sight. They're like Peter Griffin and the chicken. They just will not stop going at it. And I thought it was one of the better brawls that I can remember. You know, really just great work for both guys.
I'm going to say the live rounds, but a couple of potatoes in there.
A couple of Travis Scott-esque shots.
Yeah. Both guys seem to be glad to be taking in this. So they did a great job. And
yeah, Punk shot a nice single leg, although somehow he ended up on bottom in that. I don't understand. But yeah, good use of his MMA skills there by CM Punk during that brawl.
And it ended up being a theme throughout the show. Another theme throughout the show was references to what happened on Saturday night. This was very much WWE to me right now feels very much like when a wrestling promotion is hot, like in 86, me growing up with Crockett. And I always like going back to reference that because that's what WWE is at like right now. And you have so many hot people. You have so many things intertwined and so many different feuds and personalities intertwined with each other. But there is always one thing that is kind of the overarching thing that anybody can talk about at any time. And that, in this case, is John Cena and the deal with Cody Rhodes. And that was mentioned many times, many video packages brought up through the show. They saved the last big one if people didn't watch Elimination Chamber. They saved the one with Cody actually getting slapped and showing the beatdown until much later on in the show. But they talked about it with some people throughout the show, which included AJ Styles at one point. But before we get into that, Judgment Day was backstage in the clubhouse. Liv and Raquel were celebrating their title win with Carlito and Dom, but Finn was all depressed on the couch. When Liv asked about him, he started shading everybody, said that Liv lost in the chamber. Carlito and Dom were embarrassed by Bron Breakker last week. And Dom cut in to say, well, if we had another member, but Finn cut him off one more time and said, we don't need another member. Tonight, he'd be the one that takes care of Bron Breakker. We then got Gunther against Otis, non-title match. Everything that you would want this thing to be. Brian just was in rapture talking about it on Observer last night. Obviously, Otis is a guy that you expressed your appreciation for a little bit earlier on, Tom. A hell of a character. I would like to see this guy actually do more. And even in losing, the fact that he stood up to Gunther, got Gunther down, stood up to him in the chop battle, which no one's ever been able to really do before, and get the advantage there. It was actually a really good night for him if they decide to move him into a Intercontinental or U.S. title picture at some point down the line.
5 years, they said. 5 years ago, he was Mr. Money in the Bank.
He was.
And what has happened since then? He has been buried repeatedly over and over, and he is still... He's infinitely over. Like you mentioned, what a great character. This Otis guy, like when they decide, like, holy crap, like we've had this guy the whole time. Now's the time to go with him. When they finally decide to do it, the crowd's going to be there for it. And I can't wait.
Otis.
I'll have to for a long time, probably. He's going to be like Mark Henry, you know, like when he's at the twilight of his career, when he's heading out. That's when he's going to be doing his best work because they're going to give him the ball then.
It's nice to see Clay Guida still upright. He was shown in the crowd. They were kind of random being in Buffalo that they broke out the caveman.
Good to see him still standing upright, as you mentioned, yes.
The old carpenter. AJ Styles was interviewed about John Cena's turn when Karrion Kross interrupted him. And again, this is one of those times where they talked to somebody else who had nothing to do with the situation on Saturday night about their thoughts on Cena's turn. But Karrion Kross interrupting him, he's now got an empty group, you know, depending on if The Miz is still hanging out with Karrion Kross or not. Seems like Karrion Kross would actually be a good guy for the Judgment Day to take on. You know, if they wanted to add somebody to the group, because in that way you could also add a little drama there if you wanted to between Scarlett and Liv, because at some point Liv is going to be back on the babyface side of things, I would think.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I don't know where Karrion Kross fits in here. He's always seemingly been tied to groups for a large portion of his time here, and now the final testament's gone. You want to talk about guys that I would like to see, not the final testament, I'm sorry, whatever that group was. Is that
what
it was?
I think that's what it was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Final Testament. I'd love to see AOP in that Bloodsport ring as well. You know, that'd be
awesome.
They're
two guys too, again. I don't know what their interests are, if there's would be interest in them from Japan, but again, those guys going over there and like wrecking shop against the Saito brothers or something like that. You put them in, they would actually be, that would actually be fantastic. Again, I don't know if it'd be worth their while or not. Intercontinental Women's Title, Lyra Valkyrie against Ivy Nile. Just didn't get a lot of heat for this match. The story was Nile working over Lyra's left leg. She had a long ankle lock on Lyra, noted as a tribute to her coach Chad Gable, that was finally broken when Lyra hit the ropes. And finish came when Nile missed a boot in the corner. Lyra hit a backbreaker, followed it up with a nightwing for the pin. It was fine, you know, decent match. After that, Seth Rollins was shown being escorted through the bowels of the building when Jackie Redmond caught up to him to interview him. He spots CM Punk, who's also being escorted by security. They begin brawling again. After a break, Adam Pearce is scolding Rollins for attacking Punk again. Long story short, a match is made between Rollins and Punk for next week's Raw inside a steel cage in Madison Square Garden. Do you think that's where that ends before WrestleMania?
Well, I think there's no, I don't know. I would got to think that Roman Reigns gets back involved in this in some manner, and well, perhaps it's next week.
You can make a case for Punk to be involved in the Cena Cody Rhodes match, mm-hmm. and actually you could put the belt on Punk coming in Mania. The obvious one, though, is a Seth Roman Reigns CM Punk. That's what I kind of figured was going to happen, but I guess we can see that to me is the more likely thing, but it'll be interesting to see, you know, if they have a finish in that match, or if it isn't Madison Square Garden, does Roman Reigns come back? And, you know, again, who knows what's going to happen there, but we'll have to wait and see next week. Ludwig Kaiser promo. This is another one where if you have Netflix and can watch during the break, it is him sauntering out there. As Pat McAfee and Michael Cole described, Kaiser coming to the ring was ridiculous. He said when it was back on for everybody, cut a promo saying that he took back what he deserved, and that was the spotlight that Penta had been receiving. He says what John Cena did to Cody Rhodes, another reference from somebody else, what Cena did to Rhodes last Saturday will be nothing compared to what he'll do to Penta. Penta then came down to the ring. The two began fighting, and Penta cleared the ring from him, hit a running flip dive from over the ring, over the top rope to the floor on top of Kaiser, and that was that. Bianca Belair was interviewed by Kathy Kelly. Bianca says she's reserving comment on the Jade Naomi situation. She feels guilty because even though she's sad about what happened, she's equally proud of herself for winning the chamber. There's no way she's not a heel. There's no way she doesn't get dragged into the Jade thing. No way.
It's just so convoluted to me. Like, why was she was in a match when the attack was played on the screen or the aftermath of the attack? Why did she run off during the match? Like, did she help perpetrate the attack and just thought she was going to get away with it and then was shocked that they flashed on the screen, so she ran back there? You know, there's obviously unanswered questions.
Did anyone ask the question, what would The Rock and John Cena have done if CM Punk would have won the match? Because if you think about it.
Yeah, or what if Cody had accepted the offer?
Yeah, that's another one. Then
they just all celebrate?
Yeah.
John Cena's just there? Like, what?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe everybody would have got a weight belt that said Cody Soul, and they all could have posed with it. I don't know. Viking Raiders and the Creed brothers, they got together. Hey, we don't have much time, Tom, but Brutus Creed 450, Julius Creed Shooting Star Press. I love that they can do it. I love that they did it, but in a match that they're not going to win on just a random Raw, it was a fun match, but should they have broken those moves out?
They probably could have saved it.
Chad Gable. Have you ever walked past a meat market in Tijuana, Tom?
What the hell was this?
There was a box that apparently Dr. Wagner Jr. had or something like that. I don't know. Long story short, $500 was paid to this man. Chad Gable goes to open the box, and we don't see what it is. They went to break like we have to do right now. We'll be back with the rest of the show, Wrestling Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here to put a bow on this thing, including a bow on the Raw review. Video package from Dragon Lee, Cruz del Toro, Joaquin Wilde, and Rey Mysterio. This is about as cool as they've ever looked doing the promo package that they had. A lot of people thinking that they're going to turn on Rey Mysterio, which would lead to Phoenix coming in and him partnering up. I don't know, man. Andrade's still out there. I mean, there's a lot of things you could do. Would you turn all these guys on Rey? That, to me, seems like, you know, really cliche.
It does, but, I mean, what else are they going to do with this LWO? Sure, it's given some guys like, well, no, it hasn't
what
even
about
given
Legado,
Cruz del Toro
Legado's just
and Joaquin. They do a lot more than LWO does.
No.
Come
yeah,
on.
I guess so.
Like, I think it's run its course, to be fair, but have them turn
match
on them.
Women's title match, Rhea Ripley, Io Sky. What'd you think? I mean, obviously, it was a hell of a match. Surprise finish, because if you would have said you have to put money on something, either Cena's going to turn or Rhea Ripley's going to lose that belt, I would have put it on Cena turning before I put it on Rhea, but they've announced today that it is going to be Io Sky and Bianca at WrestleMania. That doesn't mean things can't change. We've heard a lot about disruptions taking place. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they did such a great job getting that final shot of the three of them at the Elimination Chamber that is going to be the match. I don't know how they're going to get there. I'm surprised that Io won, but I'm not surprised that, you know, it looks like it could end up being a three-way.
And even though they don't like doing things like this, and it's not, you know, suggested historically that you do things like this when you're so hot, you can actually change up a match even at that level if Jade is the one who comes in and takes Bianca out and we have a match between them and we end up with Io and Ripley again in a rematch at WrestleMania. Filthy, thank you so much for saving us again on the show today.
Thank you.
Talk to everybody again after a while.